There goes the recording. Excellent. So I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Westmont Public Library on Tuesday, February 16th, 2021 at 7:02 p.m. We have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the public health disaster declaration in Illinois. This virtual meeting is open to all and is also being recorded. And finally, in an effort to provide even greater transparency, all votes at this meeting will be taken as roll call votes. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Here.
Trustee Carmichael?
Here.
Secretary Delano?
Here.
Vice President Martins?
Here.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Here.
Trustee Parikh?
Here.
President Fichtel?
Here. Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see. Approval of the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the regular board meeting of January 19th, 2020, the communication log of February 2021, and the director's report of February 2021.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
John and Annie, discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Thank you. On to open forum. I think I see Spencer. Hello.
Yes, nothing to say at this time.
Okay, thanks.
Just for question.
To board members, I see Annie first.
Nothing at this time, thanks.
Carrie.
Yeah, a few things actually. Firstly, I wanted to congratulate Julie for 14 glorious years of service I saw in the librarian's report. Congratulations. And then I also wanted to share an email I received from an acquaintance of mine. She is a fellow Westmont High School parent, and we actually each hosted a Taiwanese exchange student last year, which is how I know her. And I also recently learned that she is a librarian at Vernon Hills. And this was completely unsolicited from me. I just, after establishing that fact, she emailed me a little while later. And I'm gonna read you that email. It says, since you recently told me you're on the WPL board, I thought I'd pass along my thoughts and I hope you share them with staff and more importantly, the rest of the board. That part jumped out at me. As a librarian, I had tended to get my reading materials from work since I was there 3 to 4 times per week. Since I am now remote working, I have been using many more resources from Westmont as my work library is 30 plus miles away in Lincolnshire. Curbside, Overdrive / Libby and Cloud Library have been lifesavers. Really appreciate the services and how kind, friendly, and thorough the staff is every time I pull up. The cooperation among Swan Libraries has kept our family of four well covered in filling in series and items we've had on to-be-read lists for years. These days are hard for staff and patrons alike, and the Westmont staff is unceasingly polite, prompt, and pleasant. I would also like to express appreciation to the WPL board for protecting your library workers. During this pandemic, not every board has worked with the apparent best interest of employees, and I know of several libraries in Chicagoland which have had COVID-19 outbreaks among staff as well as patrons, causing shutdowns and delays in service. It seems clear to me that the WPL board has created a fine balance in preserving service while protecting workers as well as the public. Kudos to you for the forethought and discipline to do so. Again, thank you, Mary Hoff Robinson. So that is all.
Very nice.
Yes, thank you for sharing that with us. Elaine.
Yes, I want to thank Julia for those 14 years that she has put in at the library. And also Shayla for her 19 years. And I want to recognize those poor librarians that have been coming out to the curbside in this frigid weather, and just make sure that they know how much we appreciate, we as a patron appreciate their dedication for running out to the car cheerfully. And when I was at the library yesterday, I heard several different interactions between librarians and patrons, and they were always, the staff was always so polite and helpful, and just seem like they go above and beyond. Just really appreciate that. And that's all.
Thank you. John?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Heather?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. And Rajesh?
I think I also want to join in congratulating Julia and the staff for great work. And even though I'm sort of remote from the cold, frigid weather for almost 3-4 months now, but I'm still benefiting from the library services. And I echo everything that has been said in that letter that you read, Kelly. Thank you.
I just wonder, is there a way to more strongly encourage the curbside folks to wear coats?
No, we sweat.
Okay.
I know it's funny.
That's funny because I am pretty sure they like to make fun of me because I'm the only one who wears a jacket.
Every mostly time I walk over the there or drive past, I'm like, he doesn't have a coat on.
No, they don't.
No,
they're
so
always sweating.
When we were in the building, there was a space heater like next to, like when we were straight curbside, there's a space heater next to the little desk we sat at. And we all joked, like, we know this is for Julia because none of us are using this. We all don't have coats on. I'm sweating. Today I was sweating doing curbside.
All right.
I try. I follow my mom's advice when she says wear a jacket. It's cold out. Those guys do not.
It's something else. So,
yeah.
Okay, Julia.
Well, just thank you for all the compliments about staff. I agree with you that they have gone above and beyond. And I think that everyone's just super happy to be serving patrons. So I will pass on your feedback to them, so that they know it comes from you. And thank you for the 14 years is crazy. It's crazy. So, in a way it hasn't even, it's insane to think it's been 14 years that I've worked here. So, but there are several of us who are getting up there in our number of service years, which is a great thing. And I think it speaks to the staff and the board, the culture that has been set here. So, so that's that. A couple other updates. So I just wanted to let you know, we finally did place our order for the new furniture. So the adult services desk has been ordered, as well as some shelving display for the lobby, which I think is going to look really fabulous. And so those should all be here before the end of the fiscal year. And I think, you know, once we are comfortable with getting the adult services staff back out onto the floor, I think it's going to be just a great service point. So as you know, it's moving a little bit so that they'll be closer to the computer lab. It's a two-person desk, and the second person will also have eyesight to the front desk, which both service points really wanted to keep so that they can kind of somewhat communicate with each other or send folks back and forth if need be. So I think that's going to be just a fabulous service point. So that should be here this spring. So that happened. I did want to let you know, because I did update you about Chicago Fire. I guess the filming on that got delayed because of Chicago weather. So that is supposed to happen tomorrow instead of today. So they weren't in our lot today. And then lastly, I just wanted to let you know, we've not heard back from the health department about the letter that Jason and you as a board sent them about adding us to priority list. It does seem, though, that they are going to include us in 1C, which, to be honest, my interpretation is anyone who has a job is in 1C, but it does seem like that is their intention. They've not responded about 1B, and since we're in the midst of 1B, it doesn't seem like we'll be in 1B, but we're continuing to advocate for staff on that front, but I did just want to let you know. And of course, if we do hear from them, we will let you know. So that is all that I had for my report tonight.
Julia, we might have talked about this briefly last month. I don't remember, but do all staff have enough paid vacation or paid sick time that if they need to take time to get a vaccine, that they have the ability to do that on work time? Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. And we've been encouraging those who have had appointments to not only take time off for the appointment, but if, you know, to plan, in case they have side effects. So the time after the shot. So managers have been on top of that since day one. So all staff know that. Yes. And we have done that. So it's worked.
Great. Thank you.
I don't know why, but talking about 14 years, I was thinking, you know, I missed out on the perfect anniversary gift of a IKEA chair from Craigslist. I mean, how could I have not thought of, I don't know if some of you remember those days, but, you know.
So. 15, year 15, Jason.
Yeah, that's right, next year.
Right?
Next
year, yes. If you guys keep me around.
That's right. Julie, anything? Oh, I'm sorry, Brittany. Sorry.
Just that newsletters. Sorry, there's no one around me. Newsletters should be hitting homes mid next week. So that'll cover March, April, and May, our spring programming. We've got some exciting things happening, including Gardening Week, where we're going to obviously focus on gardening. We're also going to start the straw bale garden again. That'll start kind of later in spring, and then we'll have more programming throughout the summer about that. Also really exciting, we are joining in on kind of a programming consortia of sorts. All the libraries really kind of in Illinois are going to work together to do some larger author events. So we're getting more information on that. And we can basically purchase like a chunk of seats for like a Zoom author event. So we're getting more information, checking out what kind of authors are going to be offered and kind of playing around with that idea. Again, just a kind of a fun, different type of programming if we can make that happen. So more information on that one to come, but yep, spring programming will begin.
Thank you. And Julie?
Nothing.
Awesome. Okay, then we are ready to move on to additions and deletions.
I'll move to add the additions and deletions to the bills and salaries.
Second.
John and Elaine, discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
On to the Treasurer's Report.
Move to file the Treasurer's Report for audit.
Second, Elaine.
Carrie and Elaine, discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Next, bills and salaries.
Move to approve bills and salaries.
I'll second that.
Elaine for the second. Heather and Elaine, discussion. Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Seeing no unfinished business, we move on to new business item A, board to discuss the fiscal year 21 per capita grant requirements and application.
Yes, so in your packet, you received a digital copy of Serving Our Public 4.0. And in that publication, each chapter focused on different area of library service. And then it set out the standards and then provided a checklist for library staff and board to go through to make sure we're either meeting those standards or if not, we're making some sort of progress towards meeting those standards. So turned out to be a lot of checklists to go through. So in previous years, the way the per capita grants worked is in version 3.0, they would take a chapter or two and have you read it and evaluate it every year. This year it was an updated, you know, the 4.0, and they just said, just do the whole thing. So a lot of it should look very familiar to you, depending on when you came on board, onto the board, and what chapters were assigned to be reviewed during that per capita year. So a lot of it is just review. So so what we did for that is we gave you the digital copy of 4.0. We asked you to read through that. And then I just created a separate document that listed out the core standards and then each checklist for the different chapters. And I went through, because the application is literally just basically this, the at the end of each checklist where I say per capita grant review, it literally just, the application wants us to say that we've met each standard in each chapter, and if not, how are we making progress to meeting those? So that's what those notes are. There is literally what our application will be. So as you can tell, as you went through this, we're, you know, very well covered as far as meeting all of the standards. I did add some additional notes if we weren't, and those are things that staff will have on the list. There's also some things we have on there, like Jason had emailed me about the technology plan and the disaster management plan. Brittany had mentioned the communication plan. We have them on our list of things to update, to review and update, just because some of these are quite old, and so they just need to be updated like any plan to stay relevant. So we do have those on our lists to do. So that gives a little more context, and I'll add some of those notes to the application itself as well, even though we meet them, you know, if we're planning to do any more progress or make any more progress in those areas. So I'm happy to go through, I don't want to bore you. I'm happy to go through chapter by chapter. But if not, maybe the best is to just open it up and say, you know, is there anything out there that people wanted to, you know, question or say, how are we doing that? Or any comments, just general feedback.
Let's do the latter.
Okay, good. Because I don't know if I can talk that much. So so we'll just open it up. Like I said, I think we, you know, we're there because this is all review for us anyway. So we're there in almost any every area. I will just add one more note after I just told you I can't talk that much, but the facility sections are pretty detailed, which is great, I think. You know, some of those aren't relevant to our facility itself, and so we've made note of those. But what I do want to add is that Julie is also, you know, she works with me on facility management. She's awesome at it. I love it. I don't know, she loves it as much as I love her being on it, but she also just took some training on that. She's come up with a lot of documents that are going to help us manage the facility issues and just document, you know, routine inspections that we have to have, which we know, I know, you know, the main things, but sometimes things creep up. Like the fire department told us we had to have something that's supposed to happen every 10 years or something that we didn't know was supposed to happen every 10 years. So now we have that on our list. So she's keeping detailed notes of that. And so I just wanted to make note of that because I know there's several checklists related to facilities. So, which is, it is an important piece of what we do. So other than that, if there's any comments or questions.
The there was one thing that stuck out to me in the access section about the board. Sure. Once every 5 years, the board directs a review of the library's long-term space needs. Mm-hmm. And I know we're constantly looking at how space is used and things like that. I just wondered if on the board side, if we should like make a note of that if it's in some future iteration, it's not happening every 5 years, if we should make sure that the board is aware of that requirement, or do we think this is going to be changing frequently enough that that's not necessary?
You mean the standard? I don't think that the standard will, who knows, and they just update it, so I doubt it will change for a while. The way I interpreted that is, to me, that is one of the most crucial things that the board does is oversee, facility in sense of the finances of it, right? And any changes that we make. And so I interpret that, you guys look at least yearly at our capital outlay plan. You're obviously heavily involved in any renovation project. So that is all needs assessment and space assessment to me. That's how I interpreted that. And we'll be going through that again, actually, this coming year, because this is our year to master plan our youth services phased renovation projects. So that's how I interpret that. I also, you approve the budget and any of the space facility updates having to do with space are included in that. But we could. Right, yeah,
that seems okay. We're doing it. I don't mean to say that it's not happening. I just wonder if it needs any codification.
Right. I know. And that's, some of those are so detailed. It's hard, to know what the interpretation should be. It's also, I know one of them was, and I don't know if it was in access, but it was that, annually the board does a walkthrough of the library. Again, in my interpretation, you guys are here. Well, this year, maybe not, but you're here every month at least, right? You're here. But if we want, and I know when I do orientation for a new trustee, we do a tour. If you guys want to see the electrical room every year, more than happy to bring you down there. But that's, again, what my interpretation of it is, not the basement so much, but you guys are here, you see the facility, you know what's going on. So.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Any other comments or feedback?
I'll just say I don't know if you're looking for comments or feedback from me, but I'll just say that I think it's a great exercise for us to go through. The managers all, I didn't mention this, but this was, once I put this together, the checklist, it was sent to the managers to go through. We all made comments at certain pieces of it. And so I think it was just, it's a baseline for all of us to come back to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to be doing. And I think, we have a team here who's pretty well versed in all this stuff, but I think especially for, libraries who don't, or new director, this is a great tool. And so I think it's just a good exercise for us to go through. So I appreciated it. And so the application will be me adding those notes to each of those fields. And then the only other question on that application is the intended use of funds if we get the per capita grants, per capita grant money. So as in previous years, unless there's any, other thoughts, we keep it pretty general and we just say that it's for facility improvement because that gives us some wiggle room. So that is what we intend to put on the application. So, because there's always facility improvement that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for that and the detailed report. Any other comments, questions? All right, since that is our only piece of new business, we will be adjourning and then going into an executive session in a separate link, which you all should have received. So before we officially adjourn, I believe we read into our open meeting the language for the reason of the executive session. So if anyone would like to make that motion.
It's It's on your agenda if anyone.
Yeah, it is. It's at the. It's
yeah,
on
it's
the
pretty
agenda.
Pretty easy to.
I found it. Lots of scrolling. According to Illinois Compiled Statutes 5120/2, the board may move to go into executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. However, meeting to consider an increase in compensation to a specific employee of a public body that is subject to the Local Government Increase Transparency Act may not be closed and shall be open to the public and posted and held in accordance with this act. So moving to go into executive session.
Second. Heather and John, thank you. Any discussion?
The only thing I just briefly wanted to comment is when we all get that link for executive session, so it's all of us who goes in. So the first person who actually opens that, it will start recording immediately. So I just wanted to let you know, Glenn won't be in there to start it. It should just start for us. So recording starts immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So roll call on the executive session motion.
Oh, you're silent. You're muted, Julie.
Thank you. Sorry. Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the regular session.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Annie and Elaine. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Booth?
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael?
Yes.
Secretary Delano?
Yes.
Vice President Martins?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee Parikh?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
And we are adjourned at 7:29 p.m.
Hello.